The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, we are broadcasting live from McHale Park in Castlebar. We're looking at as thousands, literally thousands upon thousands of Mayo fans are streaming into the ground, and many thousands already there, even though it's still quite a bit off until the players arrive. The atmosphere here is extraordinary. Henry, it's the mother of all homecomings, isn't it?
Shane, I've never experienced anything quite like this here at the commentary box. We're looking, as you said, to perhaps 40,000 people with flags, all ages, all waiting for this moment. And there's a love in the air. There's a special, special something. It's beautiful. Okay, the weather isn't beautiful, it's overcast, but it's electric. That's exactly what it is. And that joy, that relief on everyone's face. I met Mayo fans, young and old, and I asked, has it hit yet? The enormity of this achievement.
It's hitting now. And
so it's hitting.
It's sinking in. The real time is going to sink for everybody is when we spot the team.
When they're presented to you on the stage.
On stage or on the pitch or whatever. I think that's when the crackers start.
How are you feeling?
Excited. Very excited.
Your voice is a little bit hoarse.
A little bit hoarse. I might have been doing a bit of shouting yesterday.
What does this mean? What does it mean to you? It
means everything. That I lived to see Sam coming back to Mayo.
And how old are you? I know that's a personal question.
I'm 68.
So you lived to see them bring home Sam after a 75-year wait.
Yes, absolutely. And it was the best moment.
My nephew Val Rotlin. Val won a minor title with me actually 6 years ago.
So you're that very makes it proud.
Better. Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, I'm looking forward to see the Sam. It'll be one of the greatest things I have seen for a while because I was only 3 when it came the last time.
You were 3?
3 years of age.
Do you remember?
No, I don't remember, no. Too young.
So you're 78 years of age?
I'm 78, surely, yes. Yeah.
And for you, the fact that Sam is finally home and you've got your Mayo scarf and you're tucking into some chicken and you're about to head into McHale Park, you must be so proud.
Well, awfully proud. Always proud to see Mayo. We waited so long, and so it has to be the greatest thing that happened to me for a long time.
The greatest thing that's ever happened to you in a long time?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, yes.
And the whole county?
And the whole county is right.
And the smiles. Have you ever seen this amount of smiles?
Well, exactly, no. And a lot of crying too going on, but...
A lot of crying?
Yes, yes. But it's great that they did win at last. Yes, so nice. I'm so delighted for the team, and especially for my... boy from Belmullet, Ryan Dunner. I'm so happy for him. He's a great glad to have achieved so much.
And I can hear your voice breaking with emotion and pride.
Well, exactly, yes. So proud of him. Yes, so proud of Ryan Dunner, yeah. Very much because he's from my path, yeah.
And Henry, it's not just, of course, Westport. It's Ballina too, isn't it?
Well, this is it. It's the whole county. It's everywhere. And you're right, it is at Ballina. Owen Duffy drops in from Jimmy's drive-through coffee in Ballina, and he's designed a special Kobe coffee cup. We're going to see a lot of merch coming on from around about now.
A lot of tired heads, Henry, but a few Jimmy's coffees and they started to get going and the buzz is unbelievable. They were... out till about 3 or 4 o'clock in Ballina. The town was nuts. I drove in from Dublin with the brothers by about 2 o'clock in the morning and just to see everyone out on the streets. But yeah, and then I didn't get too many phone calls. We opened later as well, so it was not too bad. We opened around 9:30, but the line was out the door. You know, the people of Mayo still need coffee, so we had to give them the service that they wanted and we're happy to oblige. But I just hope that people are, you know, good to us and that they don't put us under too much pressure, but we're doing our best here to get through them as fast as possible. But we did those Kobe cups as well and they've just gone down a complete storm. Everyone's asking for them. There's kids coming in looking for them and I think we have about 2 sleeves left, but I'm going to try and get a few more ordered instead of the date of the All-Ireland, just saying Mayo are winners.
Mayo are absolutely winners. Henry, I'm going to ask this question. It's a ridiculous question. I know an obvious answer. Just how delighted are the Mayo fans?
Well, it's a very, very long answer. They are thrilled. They are absolutely delighted. From the gut of their belly, they have this feeling of pure joy, ecstasy, beyond any prescription drug or even recreational drug, even though we would never encourage anyone to take it. This is high on life. This really is something special. And they are delighted here at McHale Park.
Delighted, absolutely delighted. Took a long time coming, but we got across the line in the end.
What does this homecoming mean to you?
It's fantastic. The players passed, they're going to go out and get to celebrate with the new players. It means a lot to the whole county.
So you're wearing the full jersey, you're wearing a beanie hat. You are proud, proud Mayo.
We are a whole family proud Mayo, true and true. We've been at every championship game this season. We didn't get to the final, couldn't get tickets, but we got to watch it live on TV.
Incredible. Ecstatic. 75 years in the making, you know. So yeah, very excited and happy to be here.
People are smiling, they're grinning, they're hugging, they're crying. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen anything quite like it?
No, even yesterday when the game finished, there was about 5 seconds of silence. I think everyone was just kind of scared to
actually dream, yeah, and realise it happened.
Yeah, exactly. It was silence for about 5 seconds and then just chaos ensued. It was crying, screaming, laughter, hugging. It was incredible.
How did it feel
absolutely
to be
incredible
there?
I can't put that into words. I really can't put that into words. It was incredible. And it was collective and strangers, you know, people that you might not know from other towns in Mayo. Everyone was just there as a collective unit. It was magical. It was magical.
And have you recovered?
No.
And you're drinking a Monster just to
and
try
I'm,
and help.
This is my recovery, yeah. This is my recovery for today. And I was home at 10. I was a good girl. I was home at 10. But yeah, no, this is my medicine for today.
And that was Henry there in Mayo talking to the fans, and I think it's fair to say Mayo has given the whole country the gift that we needed, a little bit of joy in everyone's lives.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.